Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their charitable foundation is called Sharing Change, and it's funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org. Well, today we have Jolene Rednati joining us in studio. But you're wearing not your Read to Succeed hat today. How are you?
Good. Thank you. Yes, I'm wearing my Rutherford Cable hat today.
All right. Well, we're going to find out about Rutherford Cable and what it is that we're going to be kind of honing in on an event that's coming up. But first of all, tell me a little bit about Rutherford Cable. What is Rutherford Cable?
So Rutherford Cable is a nonprofit. We are a group of folks, not just women, although primarily we are women, and it is we are just a group that gets together and works to make a difference in the community. We are not exclusive, it's inclusive for everyone in our community. Nonprofits, small business owners, corporate members, and we work together and have leadership programs, mentoring programs, and just working to build a stronger community, primarily through women. But mm-hmm. we now have some men that are a part of our group.
Well, that's awesome. I did not know that. Mm-hmm. So what does it take to become part of Rutherford Cable for someone?
Well, it's pretty easy. You could just go on to the Rutherford Cable website, www.rutherfordcable.org, and sign up, pay membership. There is membership fees, and attend, you know, the whatever membership works best for you. Some businesses pay for their staff members to be a part of Cable. We have great empowerment meetings every month. It's always the second Tuesday of the month. Mm-hmm. We are over at the fountains, the view at the fountains, and we have wonderful speakers, and there's networking time, and it's a great time of fellowship, and then just getting to learn more about things in our community and about how we can make a difference in our community. So people can be our guests. They can come and pay and be a guest at the empowerment gathering, which is also a breakfast, and see if it's a good fit for them. They can reach out to one of the members, like myself, and I would love to have someone come. I can tell you, I initially thought that Cable wasn't for me because I run a small nonprofit, and having been an Athena nominee and getting to see a Cable meeting and then being involved in a Cable book club, I fell in love with what mm-hmm. what exemplifies, and so it's for everyone. It's very inclusive.
Well, lots of things to unpack there. I got lots of questions here. So you know, when you were kind of describing Cable, I was kind of wondering in my mind what made you interested in Rutherford Cable, and I think you kind of answered part of that there, right? But it was after you were an Athena nominee.
Yes. When you're an Athena nominee, which I'm here to talk about the Athena Awards today, you're invited to be a part of the morning gathering and get to meet the other folks, see one of the speakers that, you know, the first speaker I saw, I was like, oh, that was like they were speaking directly to me. Mm. It really made me feel like I was a part of something, I don't know how to say it. I just felt that I belonged. And everyone I've spoken to, you know, people may think I'm a real big extrovert. I am when I have to be, but like, I'd rather not be if I right. don't have to. it felt like I was at home. You sit at the table, you get to meet everybody, and I made great contacts and friendships through Cable, and I'm grateful for it.
And I guess that also helps in you spreading the word about the nonprofit that you run and Read to Succeed.
Yes. I mean, everyone that's in Cable gets to talk about what they do and what their mission is, and about themselves personally. And I know I've grown through just who the speakers are and some of the things that have been provided for me that I normally wouldn't get to have as a small nonprofit, you know, hearing about, you know, the better way to strategize and everything. And, sure. And it's not just business-based, it's personal-based too, some of these speakers. So it's helped me personally and professionally.
It really sounds like Rutherford Cable is like many of the civic organizations here in our community, that it operates much the same way.
Yes.
So we have Jolene Rednati joining us today. She is representing Rutherford Cable. And I did want to mention Janet Martin was supposed to be with us today and couldn't be with us. And if you're listening in, Janet, we hope everything is going well and much better for you now. So Athena, you mentioned the Athena Awards, and that's coming up on the 17th?
May 17th, yes. Friday, May 17th from 11 to 1. And we were at the MTSU Ballroom. This is our 11th annual Athena Awards. We followed the Athena program, and it's an international leadership award program, and we were really excited with this year's nominees. We have 18 wonderful ladies from 12 different organizations, and Athena has a breakdown, 8 attributes. So I'm going to let you know these attributes,
okay.
These traits. So the authentic self, relationships, giving back, collaboration, courageous acts, learning, fierce advocacy, and celebrate and joy. Celebration and joy. So with these 12 nominating organizations sees those traits in these ladies that have been nominated. And we just want to celebrate them. They are all winners. And all the alumni or alumnae, however you want to say it, if you want to be correct.
That's that Read to Succeed coming out,
yes,
in you.
Are all winners as well. So this year we have 10 traditional nominees. So traditional, they don't necessarily look like me, but some may have my hair color. Just saying. Renee Barker, April Booten, Dr. Lucy Langworthy, Raquel Peebles, Mary Catherine Sevier, Angel Skinner, Deborah Thompson, Dr. Sarah Murphy, Meg Van Patten, Dr. Sam Zaza. Those are our traditional nominees for 2024. And our young professional nominees, which I don't know why I didn't fall in that category, Brian, but for 2024 are Casey Burks, Veronica M. Clark, Dr. Christina Cobb, Delaney Moore, Whitney Rocky, Ashley Stearns, Cassandra Taylor, and Sonia Turner. And so they all exemplify those traits, that the 8 traits of an Athena nominee.
So a total of 18?
Yes.
Nominees?
Yes.
So how is someone nominated for this?
Actually, it happens in the fall. Businesses throughout the county, any business, can nominate someone from their business. And they just would let Rutherford Cable know, apply, and nominate those people. And then we have judges, and we work with Dempsey Van Treese and Follis to keep all the voting and everything. Everything's above board. I mean, mm-hmm. We do it, you know, it's not like a popularity contest. And these nominees, you know, it's fun to be nominated, and you get that email, and then, but they have work to do. They have to write a bio, 100-word bio. And, you know, if you're like me, you can't put a lot of things down to 100 words. And then you have a resume you have to fill out. And we were talking about Dr. Gilbert earlier. She always used to be on me about keep track of everything you do, your accomplishments, your awards, and the dates. And I was just like, why? Well, when I had to fill out my, you know, application.
She was getting you ready, wasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, I mean, so it is a lot. It is actually a daunting process in the beginning. But then they learn more about themselves as they're doing this process. And it's hard to be, oh, I did this and I did that. But you do. You learn about yourself. And these ladies, their bios and their stories are amazing. And so we are truly blessed, Brian, to have these ladies in this community. And the wonderful, we're grateful for the wonderful nominating organizations.
So the nominees, were there more than 18, I would assume, or how does that work?
In the past there have been more, but okay. this year whoever fit the bill and filled out everything,
okay.
And got everything done
Okay. We were to I was 18. Curious about that. So it, you're saying it's not like a popularity contest.
No, it's not. It really is not. Yeah. And these judges are no one knows that they're who the judges are. They're different judges every year. And I remember getting a thank you letter for what I do and what we do in the community from one of the judges afterwards, which just see that just to me made me feel like, hey, it's making a difference.
Sure.
And these ladies are making a difference in our community.
And so being a past nominee, you were you're sharing a story about Dr. Gilbert as well. And, you know, so you've really made connections with folks and get to know those here in our community that have a lot to offer in terms of advice. And, you know, unfortunately, Dr. Gilbert's no longer with us, but I know that a lot of people still carry her wisdom on with them.
Yes. And she actually was the Athena winner, I would say. We don't want to say winner, but
sure.
I think like 5 years back. So it just goes to show what kind of a person we're looking for to be a part of the Athena program. And the thing is, Brian, it's not Murfreesboro. It's Rutherford County.
Okay.
So anyone in Rutherford County, these organizations can nominate.
So Smyrna, Laverne, Eagleville, all those
yes.
areas in between.
Yes. And so be on the lookout. In the fall, we'll start saying we're looking for Athena nominees, and these businesses can nominate someone. Nonprofits nominate. Corporations nominate. So just as long as all the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed with the process from the nominee themselves, then there shouldn't be a problem. But it is wonderful. Their accomplishments and contributions they've made in our community, they need to be celebrated. So we're looking forward to doing that on Friday, May 17th from 11 to 1 at the MTSU Ballroom. And tickets sales did end May 3rd. But if you know a nominee, you know, reach out to them, support them, and give them kudos because they are doing great things in our community.
Jolene, as we kind of begin to wrap up, I want to make sure we have the opportunity to tell folks that are listening, that are thinking, you know what, I've been trying to find something that fits, and maybe it's Rutherford Cable for me. Maybe give your recruitment pitch here, if you will.
There's always a place for you in Rutherford Cable. We want to help folks learn about our community and grow personally and professionally, and that's the best place to do it, through Rutherford Cable.
Monthly meetings, once
yes.
again, and
monthly
their breakfast meetings.
Yes, their breakfast meetings, their empowerment gatherings is what we call them, because you do feel empowered once you are there. You meet a lot of different people, you share and network, and then we hear wonderful speakers. It you know, usually it's business-based, but it turns into, you know, a personal learning, you know, I would say a learning enrichment.
Sure.
For everyone. So great food. They do a great job over there at the Views taking care of us. We usually have 100 plus every month, sometimes close to 200. So if you're interested, you can reach out to anyone that's part of Cable. Come and be a guest. And I am telling you, you will feel how this program will make a difference, not only professionally, but personally. And through the leadership classes and programs they provide, mentorship, hot topics. We do a lot of fun things as well. And you just feel like you found your niche.
Awesome. RutherfordCable.org. You mentioned the website. I'll put a link to that on our podcast as well. And thanks for coming in and sharing about Rutherford Cable, and congrats to all of the Athena nominees.
Yeah, we're looking forward to celebrating them on May 17th.
That's great. Jolene, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you, Brian. Thanks to WGNS.
Absolutely. Glad to always help spread the word about great things going on here in beautiful Rutherford County. That will wrap us up here for the show today. Don't forget, you can check the podcast on our website, WGNSradio.com. And one final reminder, just stay on top of the weather today. We're expecting this afternoon and evening into the overnight to be kind of rocky around here. So stay with WGNS and Rutherford Weather, RutherfordWX.com. Have a great day.